The Parkland shooting was a real wake-up call. It's just been time and time again these things continue to happen.
The increase in school shootings is something Superintendent Jeremy Goley says the district can no longer ignore. It's why what used to be a library at East Elementary School is now a construction zone. There are building materials scattered throughout the room, and Goley points to glass doors and windows on the front wall.
And you can see in that glass, that's all going to get taken out, and there's going to be a set of secure vestibules before you can get into the office, and then you're vetted in the office, and then once vetted, you can get access to the rest of the school.
The changes will eventually be implemented at all of the district schools as part of a lengthy security policy. The district is also putting bullet-resistant film over all the windows and ordering new classroom doors. There are also plans to hire retired police officers to work as security. But Goley says those changes don't address the biggest obstacle his district faces in a crisis: police response time.
So the average response time is 10 minutes. And again, we're a very rural school corporation. So we know from studying these active shootings that they start and end before police can typically get there.
To address that concern, the district plans to put biometric safes stocked with guns throughout each school. Administrators, teachers, and support staff who volunteer will have access to them in the event of an active shooting. About 10% of the district's employees have already volunteered. They'll have to undergo an interview and a psychological evaluation before getting access to the guns. Volunteers will also have to take 26 hours of training. Goley says he sees it as the best option to keep students safe.
What we do know is that the quickest response time is to have an armed teacher in every classroom. You can't get faster than that. But there's risks associated with that that I'm not willing to take as a superintendent of schools.
The decision was relatively easy for the district. Jay County is a rural conservative area where guns are part of the way of life. More than 250 people responded to a survey about whether the district should give employees access to guns, and 95% are in favor of it. That includes the county sheriff, Dwayne Ford. He says having staff members armed in the event of a shooting will only help police.
We have a lot of times only one officer on at a time. Sometimes we have two. Cities are the same way.
Ford wants to make cameras inside schools accessible to dispatchers so they can relay information to officers about what's happening in the event of a shooting. But the approach Jay County is taking is one Indiana's top school chief has expressed concerns about. Jennifer McCormick says she's against arming teachers.
The educators I've talked to, the students I've talked to, families and parents that I've talked to, I haven't found any to date that have said that's a good idea.
A small number of Jay County residents do think giving educators access to guns is wrong. Mike Collins worries even with hours of training, educators aren't equipped to react properly in a crisis situation.
Well, you could have some kid that may have just a toy gun. Well, they shoot him, well, what happens?
But as Jamie Ballard waits to pick her kids up outside East Elementary, she feels more secure, knowing some of the people inside will be armed if they need to be.
I feel that if they need to use that force, then good, because they're going to be protecting my children and my friends' children, our community, and they're going to be there first before the police. And if they can stop it before they can, it's good.
The new security policies will be implemented gradually, but the superintendent expects the district will have guns available to some staff members as early as next school year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.